It's the Daily Review with Brad Munson, and today let's look at comics. Yes, again with the comics. Because I just read a damn near perfect example of how far graphic storytelling has come in the last few years, how clean and professional and good it can be, even for grown-ups, and I wanted to share. And weirdly enough, we're talking about part of the Bat family here. We're talking Nightwing number 111, which is on sale right now. Okay, when somebody comes to me and says, I keep hearing about how good comics are these days, and I've seen a bunch of the superhero movies, and I don't know, they still seem kind of childish to me. I usually ask them a couple of questions, like if they read comics as a kid, or if they liked any of the movies, and if they did, which ones and why. And as often as not, I find out that many of the folks interested in modern-day comics haven't read any since they were 10 or younger, and have a kind of inborn mistrust, negative judgment about the whole heroes dressed in spandex, not to mention illustrated fiction in general. And I get that. I do. It's hard to get past the costumes sometimes, even though these same folks easily accept a period drama from the 1890s, or a samurai movie, or someone in a geisha outfit. I also noticed that folks who have just drifted away from the mainstream comics when they were younger, but went through some kind of period where they really loved Spider-Man or Batman when they were young, well, they aren't whacking up against the same spandex brick wall. Some are open to change, some aren't. But one thing that almost all of them have in common is one or more of those superhero movies that they watched and went to see more of, watched the sequels and the remakes. They responded to something in, I don't know, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, or Batman Begins, or Grant Gustin's Flash, or something. And usually it was the character they found there, the human person at the center, whether it was Peter Parker's humor in the face of tragedy, or Batman's lifelong pain and determination, or Princess Diana's unquenchable nobility, some human element helped them get past the difficulties they had with the stretch suits and the beams coming out of people's eyes. And of course, they love the fight scenes. I mean, who doesn't? Some of the greatest action sequences ever filmed, at least in the last couple of decades, can be found in superhero movies. So, can folks transfer that acceptance they had in the movies to reading superhero comics? Well, maybe, if they're given a comic that combines some of those same elements they've already responded to. Which finally brings us back to Nightwing 111. On sale now, as I said, at your local comic shop or online as an e-comic, and you can check the show notes for more ways to take advantage of one or both of those options. Anyway, you know Nightwing, even if you think you don't. Nightwing is the grown-up version of the first Robin. You know, Batman's Robin, Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson as Robin has been around since, 1939? As Nightwing, he's been around since the early 80s, which, yeah, is nearly 40 years ago now, when Batman kind of fired him from being Robin because, believe it or not, he got shot by the Joker. And I'll spare you the tortured continuity, but for a long time now, he's just been a hero on his own. The first of many, and some would say the best, of the Robins, kind of the sunshine version of the Batman, who he has a complicated but generally positive relationship with in this current world. He works out of a district near Gotham City, a place called Bloodhaven. Think of it as kind of Oakland versus San Francisco or Jersey to New York City. And he's currently the leader of a new age version of the Justice League working out of Bloodhaven called the Titans. Anyway, enough of that stuff. The point is Dick Grayson, Nightwing, has a rich cultural history and a real personality, one that he's held pretty steadily with some notable exceptions for decades now. And right now, in the aforementioned number 111, there's a chance to see the beginning of a very good, very human story about Dick and his world, as well as the beginning of a pretty good mystery. And you don't have to know much of anything about his twisted history. The important parts are artfully presented here by one of the best writers working in comics today, a guy named Tom Taylor, working hand in glove with an artist named Sam Basri, who gives us a more than decent visual look that does represent the high standards of regular old superhero comics in 2024. In this story, Dick Grayson appears in costume about half the time. He's just Dick Grayson the rest of the time, and he gets involved in solving the murder of an apparently innocent man by someone who might be an old enemy of Nightwing's. But the real center of this story is between Dick and a young boy, maybe 10, who witnessed the murder of his father, just as Dick himself saw his own parents killed by criminals, and of course, Bruce Wayne did too. The relationship that builds between these two, between Dick and this little boy, Ico, is warm and simply told and realistic, yeah, even with the stretch suits and everything. Like when Nightwing, in costume, walks into this little boy's bedroom for the first time, and the kid goes, you're Nightwing. You're on my pencil box. So, from the very beginning, we get a glimpse of what it's like to be in this world where superheroes exist, are part of the world, and can actually change lives. Look, if you have any real interest in seeing what mainstream comics are like these days, and there are some very good ones from Marvel and DC and others, then spend a couple of bucks and pick up Nightwing 111. You don't hate superheroes, even if you say you do. You know you're going to go see the new Deadpool when it comes out in a couple of months, and the next Robert Pattinson Batman movie, and maybe even, what, James Gunn's Superman movie next year. So give in, go back to the really good example of the source material, and try it. Who knows? You might even end up liking Nightwing. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson, and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.